Stocks gained ground today. Meanwhile, 32% of Americans missed their July housing payment. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 8th day of July. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Americans are moving, and we'll share why. Mortgage rates hit an historic low today. Selling on Amazon? Well, we want some more information about you. Fraud in the Paycheck Protection Program? Say it ain't so. Companies have slashed dividends. We've got the Wall Street numbers. And today, you'll meet two summer interns, Jessica Drubala and Nico Dedek, and be able to hear about their hopes for the future. The business news headlines are next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks again for clicking through. Well, stocks reversed course today and rose. Meanwhile, new reports say that 32% of Americans missed their housing payments for July. If something seems disjointed, well, maybe it is. As new cases of COVID-19 surge, Wall Street seems not to notice. Meanwhile, reopening plans have been paused or rolled back throughout the country. All of this is making it clear the pandemic is not behind us. The continued uncertainty is mirrored in Apartment List's most recent housing payments survey, and that finds that 32% of individuals failed to make their full July housing payments on time. That is the highest non-payment rent since the survey was started back in April. Fears around evictions and foreclosures have also worsened, and more Americans today are considering a move as a result of the pandemic. 21% of renters say they are very or extremely concerned about facing eviction in the next 6 months. That's up from 18% in June. Meanwhile, 17% of homeowners expressed serious concern about foreclosure. That up from 14% last month. In a related story, according to the Pew Research Center, more than one-fifth of Americans, 22%, have either moved or know someone who has done so since the pandemic arrived. Why? While the reasons are varied, let's have a quick look. 28% who are moving say it was to reduce the risk of contracting the coronavirus. 23% because a college campus closed. 20% have a desire to be closer to family. And 10% are moving due to financial reasons, including job loss or another money-related reason. So where are all these people headed? Well, in many cases, to a family member's home. Get this, 61% of adults on the move reported going home to family. And then there is this final housing story about mortgage rates. Rates on a 30-year fixed mortgage have sunk deeper, below 3%, and have hit an all-time low in Mortgage News Daily's survey of lenders. Rates fell to 2.92%, while investors were freaking out over America's skyrocketing cases of COVID-19, which could disrupt the economy's fragile recovery. Today's recovery on Wall Street, however, could reverse this trend. Well, Amazon will soon require third-party sellers in the United States marketplace to display their business name and address on their public-facing profiles. The change will take place starting September 1st, according to a notice sent to sellers today. Sellers are already required to supply that information to Amazon, but the new policy will make it available to consumers, and that should allow them to better vet third-party merchants and their products prior to purchase. Amazon's marketplace, launched back in 2000, now accounts for more than half of the company's overall sales. Now, while it remains a crucial part of Amazon's business, the marketplace has also faced a number of issues relating to the sale of counterfeit, unsafe, and expired goods. Listing seller information on the U.S. marketplace could help consumers track down third-party sellers engaged in such practices. Well, since launching the Paycheck Protection Program, we've seen scores of stories where already successful companies or those with close political connections to the administration have received millions. And now there's a new story out there. A former employee of Starboard Group, that's a large Wendy's operator, alleges that the franchisee's chief executive diverted $1 million in Paycheck Protection Program loans to finance his home in Montana. Sandy Adler, who was Starboard's vice president of legal affairs and human resources, filed the complaint on June 30th under Florida's whistleblower statute. She also alleges sexual harassment in the suit filed in state court in Broward County. The lawsuit alleges that Starboard received about $9 million in PPP loans. The franchisee operates 101 Wendy's locations across seven states and, according to its website, has 3,200 employees. The federal program was created to help struggling businesses with fewer than 500 employees, but big hotel and restaurant chains won exemptions after the coronavirus pandemic upended their industries. According to Adler's suit, Starboard CEO Andrew Levy told her to list some of his personal employees in Montana as corporate employees. Adler's superior, Kevin Holbrook, fired her on June 1st after she complained to him about Levy's orders and practices, all of that according to the suit. The complaint also alleges that Holbrook sexually harassed Adler while she was an employee and Levy ignored her complaints about the behavior. At this point, Wendy's is not talking, nor is anyone at Starboard. Companies struggling to get through the coronavirus slashed the amount of money they returned to shareholders through dividends in the second quarter. The net change in Q2 payouts, or the difference between increases and decreases for all domestic common stocks, registered a decline of, get this, $42.5 billion from the same period just a year ago. That was the biggest drop since the first quarter of 2009, as the economy was escaping the Great Recession, and follows a $5.5 billion decline in the first quarter of this year. So yeah, $42.5 billion, that's a big number. The U.S. economy entered recession in February, following its longest expansion in history. A month later, corporate America came to a standstill due to stay-at-home orders associated with the coronavirus containment. Well, stocks rose today as investors looked beyond surging COVID-19 cases and escalating tensions with China. The Dow is up by over 177 points to close at 26,067, while the Nasdaq outperformed as investors looked to technology stocks like Apple and Amazon. The index was up by 148 points, closing at 10,492. The S&P 500 gained 24 points and closed at 3,169. Gold once again topped $1,800 an ounce. The U.S. today reported 3 million COVID-19 cases, up by over 60,000 from just yesterday. Tensions continue with China imposing new restrictions on Hong Kong, so yeah, things are kind of a mess. And coming up tomorrow, the U.S. weekly jobless claims will be reported, and Singapore holds elections on Friday. And finally, there is this. Harvard and MIT have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over an order that would remove foreign students' visas if their coursework is entirely online this fall. Earlier this week, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency announced that international students whose classes will take place fully online would be asked to leave the country. In other words, they're going to be deported. A number of academic institutions, including Harvard, have recently moved their academic year online to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. The move also has an economic impact. Foreign students drop about $42 billion into the U.S. economy each year. Speaking of education, click ahead to hear from two summer interns who are learning and working at Taro International. You'll meet Jessica Durbala and Nico Dedek, and hear what they're learning and what their hopes are for the future. It's always great to listen to young people moving forward. That's next here on the Business News Headlines.